Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Very special show today because we are literally going to go to the show floor of Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. Just a fun, fun event. And we got the entire crew out there hanging with us to cover this event for you accordingly. If you were not available to come out to the event yourself, you'll get a little backstage pass compliments of your friends here at Scuba Radio. If that weren't enough, it's our 18-year anniversary show. Yes, April Fool's Day is our anniversary. We turn 18, and you know the 28th is close enough, so we're gonna broadcast at Beneath the Sea and also do a little celebratory, you know, maybe cocktail, birthday cake, I don't know, though there'll be some kind of shenanigans we'll get into. And being that now that we're 18 years old, now we're held legally responsible, so I don't know where that'll put us by the end of the show, but probably not in a very safe place, but definitely something that you'll want to witness firsthand, kind of like you know, you're driving down the highway and you have to stop and look at that wreck on the side of the road. This could be one of those kind of shows. You've been warned. I apologize in advance. And kick off the show, this two-hour radio spectacular with my good friend for probably almost 18 years, and that would be Clay McCardle from Explorer Ventures, the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio for years and years and years. Clay, welcome. How are you, my friend?
I could not be better. How are you today, Greg?
I'm doing pretty good. 18 years.
And and you know, it's appropriate that you start off your normal show with an apology for what's to come, so that's good.
Exactly. That's good. We've been doing for 18 years. Why stop now, right? You know, it's never been enough. You kind of have to do it at the beginning of every show. So, you know, now that we're legally responsible, though, that does have me a bit more worried. I don't know. Maybe in New York it is 21, so maybe we're still off the... I don't know, maybe we're still, you know, we got an alibi, or we got an excuse somewhat here this weekend.
Keep thinking that. That's good. That's good.
Yeah, exactly. I'll come up with something, some story for the cops. But anyway, Clay, let's talk about, I want to get into some, obviously, reflection of things gone by, and I guess we'll go there first, and then we'll talk about some cool liveaboard specials that you guys are doing that the divers might want to take advantage of, including, by the way, if they're here in New Jersey at Beneath the Sea, we're giving away a trip on the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in the Turks and Caicos in October, so we'll get to that here in just a bit. But what are your first memories of hearing about Scuba Radio? Do you have any, or what? What do you think?
You know, I certainly heard about it through the grapevine long before I met you. Do you remember the first time we met?
No, I don't, actually.
I can't believe you don't remember the first time we met.
What about you? Was it a bar? I'm guessing it was a bar. No? I don't
know. No. We were at a dive show, and you know, we were I think a couple of vials away from each other, and our eyes just met across this sea of short people.
Oh yes, and that romantic music played. There's this interlude. Yeah. There was ballroom dancing, all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, I have
no clue when we met.
Actually, I think that happened, but I had blocked it out, and I just came back in a flood of disturbing memories. Yeah, no, I don't know. It probably was a dive show, and I had heard about Explorer Ventures long before we met. I know that. Actually, you guys were working with us, and I think actually the first time we hung out was on the Turks and Caicos boat, I believe, and I started sharing a story with you on the bow about how we knew some mutual people in the dive industry, one being a guy who worked with me on the boating show, and said, oh, yeah, he said he knew you from, he used to work for you. His name was Steve. He goes, oh, yeah, he almost put me out of business. I'm like, oh, jeez. What did
I
do?
I remember that one.
Yeah, so I don't know if that was the first time we met, but this is the first time we had a chance to talk. And, of course, I promptly put my fin into my mouth and twisted it around a few times. But, hey, yeah, he still put up with my nonsense. And here we are, 18 years into Scuba Radio, still going strong. And very honored to have you as a friend, as well as a strong supporter of Scuba Radio. And, Clay, I do appreciate it, and thank you.
It is absolutely my pleasure. It's you've been great to work with over the years, and the memories keep coming, which is actually pretty disturbing. But
yeah, it is.
But good.
But you know, it's good when you work with people this long in the dive industry, in particular. It's nice to know that when things go wrong, I have someone I can call from the jail cell that I think I got a good 50-50 chance he might give me money to bail out. You hear what I'm saying?
And that's either that, or I'll just go, ah!
No, there's no doubt.
Like,
you'll do that first, I have no doubt. But then it's about 50-50 chance whether he'll wire me the money to get out of jail.
Yeah.
But
well,
luckily,
you know, I'm in for $60.
$60, okay.
Yep.
Well, that's a start. And, you know, hopefully I won't have to take advantage of it anytime soon. But, hey, it's a new day. So, you know, that could be a new goal we will set here for the year. But yeah, it's been an honor, indeed, Clay. And you know, the thing is, we have such a great relationship with Explorer Ventures, and it's just mutually hand-in-hand. When you're talking about scuba diving, and liveaboard diving is the best type of diving you can do. I mean, this was just, you know, something that easily came together when we started doing the show, and I got out on a couple of Clay's boats and did some of the trips. I'm like, my God, it just does not get any better than this, and we have to share this with the world as much as possible. That if you want to dive is one thing, but if you want to dive and live like a king and feel pampered and really have the adventure that'll change your life, a liveaboard trip with Explorer Ventures will do the trick. And I'm not alone in that sentiment, am I, Clay?
God, I hope not. You know, we take about a couple thousand people a year out on the various boats, and you know, one of the greatest things, as we've talked about before on the show, is being on the boat with somebody who hasn't been on a liveaboard for the first time.
Exactly.
And,
yeah.
And you know, getting their reaction to you know, not only the service on board, but just the whole way the week progresses between, you know, basically wake up and jump overboard diving. You know, wake up, have breakfast, go diving, come back, have a snack, go diving. You know, have lunch, take a nap, go diving, whichever.
Right.
It's easy. It's a great way to disconnect.
It is, and it's very easy to get used to the routine and to kind of take it for granted. But, you know, and that's, it probably has happened to Clay. It's happened a little bit to myself. But, yeah, you see that first-time experience for first-time liveaboard cruisers. And it really kind of, I don't know, it ignites your passion back a little bit, too. But I'll tell you, every time I go on the trip, it never gets old. I mean, but it is fun to see that first-time experience for people going like, oh, my God, you know, we've heard you talk about this on the radio before, Greg, and now that we're experiencing it first, we thought maybe you were, like, embellishing it a little bit. Yeah, this is way better. That's usually the response I get from everybody. So evidently I'm not doing as good a job as I should. You hear what I'm saying, Clay? Maybe that's what I need to strive for in our new year of Scuba Radio.
I think that's perfect. Everybody mm-hmm. should have a goal. Go for it.
Yes, absolutely. And thing is, too, with Explorer Ventures, you guys have such a repeat customer base. You know, we're obviously getting new people that try these all the time, but once people go liveaboard diving, you know, they're like me. They kind of don't want to do much else anymore. You get that a lot, too, as well, right?
Yeah, we certainly do. I mean, we have a great, you know, repeat client program where basically you pay for 5 trips with us and you get the price you paid for the first 5 trips credited off your 6th trip. So,
wow.
So we've got a lot of people that take advantage of that. I think we just had our 200th person do that a few months ago.
Not a bad deal. I mean, you've had people actually that have been on the boat. Well, I know Single Scott, who just celebrated a birthday, by the way, and who had passed away a couple of years ago. His birthday just came up, and I was thinking about him, and he had been on your boats for over 30 times, and he was not alone. He wasn't even the person who's been on the liveaboard boats with Explorer Ventures the longest, right?
No. We've had somebody that was on the boat, I think, 46 times, I believe.
Wow.
On the various boats.
That is a repeat customer, or is that a percentage owner? What is that?
I think that's a crew member.
Yeah, basically. That's something. Yeah, exactly. You know, but really. That if that doesn't tell you how well they take care of their people, that divers would want to go back and spend time with Explorer Ventures on these liveaboard itineraries time and time again. I don't know what else does. I mean, that's just the best testimonial it can get. And we got one coming up in October 3rd, and we're giving away a spot here at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. One lucky person will win that, but there are some spaces available. They can call 1-800-322-3577 and join us on that trip, or go to the Galapagos. They go to the Maldives. You can go to the Bahamas. You can go to Saba, St. Kitts. You pick it. They got it. Explore Ventures. You'll take care of them, right, Clay?
We certainly will.
There you go. All right, we got to move on to our 18-year anniversary show here at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. That's coming up next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Yeah, and happy birthday, Greg.
Thank you.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We commit their bodies to the deep, looking for the resurrection of the body when the sea shall give up her dead, and the life of the world to come.
I feel safe in New York City.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We have moved the broadcast over to Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. This is the 39th annual Beneath the Sea Dive Show, and we've had an amazing time the last few days in New York City, which explains the music. But we've moved over to the Meadowlands Exposition Center for BTS. Once again, we are celebrating our 18th year on the air at this event. And one of the first guys I had on Scuba Radio is with me right now in the aisles of Beneath the Sea. And that would be, of course, the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Slate, from Captain Slate's dive center there in now Isla Mirada.
Right. Captain Slate's Cuba Adventures right there in Isla Mirada.
That's right.
90-mile marker, brother.
Bringing a little Florida sunshine up to the northeast this weekend, aren't we?
84 degrees today, and the water temp is 80, 81. How about it?
That's good diving conditions. They can appreciate that up here, let alone us Florida wusses.
Yeah. Walk outside, and there's snowbanks out here. So
that's right. Spring has sprung. We're ready to dive, right?
29 degrees tomorrow night. Not in the Keys, so we got to get them coming down. That's good.
Yes. Now, we got some people here from the show. You know, I've already been stopped here. Richard came in. He said, Greg, how are you, man? Happy anniversary. You know Captain Slate, right, Richard?
Yes, I do. How are you, Captain? Great to see you.
Hi. You're here at BTS once again to meet people like Captain Slate and just hobnob, and he tells you about the weather and makes you want to go diving, you know, sooner as opposed to later. Is that the deal, Richard, or what?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what have you been up to lately? What have you been doing in the last year since I saw you?
Well, I did some diving in at Cozumel, had a lot of fun there.
What about Isla Mirada? Yeah, what about Captain Slate?
I think that might be in the plans for 2015.
Okay, there you go. It's on the list. See, and Captain Slate is showing him his latest video with his creatures from the creature feature.
That's his new
He is caressing... Captain Slate is caressing an eel on video as we speak. And then he's going scuba diving, too. Hey!
Hey, I am doing that, too.
No. How are you?
Come down and play with my eel.
Yes, exactly.
Anytime.
What do you think, Mermaid Tiffany?
What?
Yes, that's what I thought.
Anytime.
Yeah, we got Mermaid Tiffany, obviously, here to celebrate our 18th year anniversary. We also have some fresh meat, Captain Slate.
Yes, you do.
A
very pretty one.
Mermaid Sierra, or as we like to call her, Mermaid Squirt. She has already earned her mermaid,
Little Mermaid.
Mob name. Because we were at the bar, appropriately enough, in New York City last night, and she had a moment where she sprayed her drink all over everybody.
Oh.
Over Human Newman.
Was it like too many drinks?
Our buddy from Sirius
XM. Just a lot of fun.
No, I was drinking some water, and somebody said it went up my nose a little bit, and then it just went all over his shirt. And I was like, this is
she got all of us wet. It was great.
Yeah, well, and that's what divers do. We can relate. It was an instant connection because she got us wet, and we want to be wet because we're scuba divers, right?
Well, it's always better when you're wetter.
Exactly. Yeah. See, she fit right into the crew. Now, Sierra is not a certified diver yet.
Holy moly.
But we are going to put her through the ringer, so to speak, and bring her into our little club. And maybe we'll have to get her certified down there in Isla Mirada with you.
First dive, she gets to pet a 6-foot green moray eel. That'll be good.
Will that be a first for you, Squirt?
Yes.
A mermaid, moray eels, they get along great.
I'm super excited. I want to touch your eel.
I'm talking about playing with a snake or something. I'm like,
oh, an eel. It's an eel. Look at that. It's a green moray eel. Get your head out of the ocean there or whatever, okay. Tiffany. But, yeah, we're having a big old time. This is Jerry the Diver Guy, Slate.
Jerry.
Larry the Cable Guy. This
I'll
is Jerry,
Jerry
the Diver Guy. Yeah.
Well, I've been down there several times. Slate. Yes, sir.
You brought spring water down there to his neck of the woods before, I believe, haven't you?
Well, we may have, yes.
He's from Mountain Divers in Virginia.
Mountain Divers, yeah, they've been down with me. Yeah. And they brought me a mason jar of spring water.
Yes, exactly.
It was very tasty spring water.
Yes. Well,
it better be tasty.
I don't leave home without the mermaids. He doesn't leave home without spring water.
Spring water. Yes, growing up in North Carolina, I understand where
you
that
got
comes
the code
from.
Down. You got, I got the code it down. Down. Now, code. What do you think of this show? So far, so good. We're at the very beginning of BTS right now. We're going to record scuba radio throughout the weekend and give you a taste of what it's like at this event. If you weren't lucky enough to be here in person, maybe next year you can make that trek yourself and join us in person. But this is a great dive show every year, isn't it?
I hate to brag on Zig, but it's always a performer. There's tons of people here. And, of course, after being here through this winter, what do you think they're thinking about diving and not in Jersey?
Yeah, true. Well, they could, but all they get up here is like you dive the rivers and look for knives, guns, and maybe a body or two.
Body or two. Car, you never know.
No, actually, they do have diving off the coast here
in New
Jersey.
Of course, wreck diving.
Wreck diving, big stuff. They find like submarines and crazy stuff out there sometimes. But it's hardcore. This is not for a Florida warm water wuss like me or you, I'm guessing, right?
Yes. I've done it on occasion just to make myself appreciate the Keys.
You have dove off the coast
here. I've done Canada diving. I've done cold water diving, dry sea diving.
But have you been off the coast of Jersey here?
No, not Jersey. Off the coast of New York.
Yeah. Well, that's even more hardcore.
It's still cold. And, of course, grew up in North Carolina diving offshore there on the wrecks.
Yeah.
Still cold in the winter.
Right.
Yeah, so
but yes, it makes you appreciate home.
It does. It does. Every time I look at that video and I know it's 80 degrees, I'll take it.
Yes. That's bathwater diving there, Squirt. Does that sound appealing or what?
I love the bath. Yes.
Just say yes. Just answer me, say yes, and we're good to go. But, yeah, you know, it's a great show. And what do you think about this whole 18 years on the air thing? That's what we're celebrating here, too, Captain Slate, with Scuba Radio.
What I think is even better, your first two shows, how many years ago? We did in Key Largo at the dive shop.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was Captain
Slate.
Fantastic.
That's right. You know, and we haven't been back nearly enough. We got to get back down there. I mean, I'm trying to work something out for May, June.
Good.
Type of time to get down there and do some diving with you. And, well, let's see. This week we got lobster season wrapping up, but now the water is warmer, so it's perfect diving. The weather in Florida lately has just been phenomenal, hasn't it?
Yes. The last 10 days, 2 weeks, it hadn't been a one-foot sea. In fact, today I think was 2 feet, but that's the first wind we've had in like 2 weeks.
Yes.
Well, I mean, calm.
You know, it's a place you got to mark off the list, not just once, but several times. I try to make a trek down there at least once or twice a year. I haven't been down there lately, but like I said, we'll try to make that trek down in April, May, June, maybe June. We're all of the above.
All of the above.
Yes. We got to go down. We got to do a radio station down there that's carrying all the shows. We go down there, support them, and do some diving with our buddy Captain Slate. And the Creature Feature going strong every Friday and what days?
Friday and Sunday morning, although I'll do them whenever a group wants me to.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, you just had an entire college crew come down there for spring break, didn't you?
Three different colleges. They had a ball. We had good little bumpy weather for the first group. But
I saw the Tennessee Vols group.
Yes.
I saw the Facebook photos. Which college would you say is the best?
I can't say. They're my buddies.
I knew it.
Their divers are always good because in college they take the course for 10 weeks.
And that makes them the
right divers from colleges.
There you go. They got their training done. All right, we got more coming up from our 18-year anniversary celebration here at Beneath the Sea of New Jersey next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. 18 years on the air is what we're celebrating this week at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, largest diving event in the Northeast. Love coming up here every year. It just so happens to coordinate with our anniversary, which is Fool's Day, appropriately enough. And this is close enough as far as I'm concerned. I figure, hey, I got all my diving friends together. Why not celebrate as a big, giant group? And you know, catch up with a bunch of friends. Now I talked to Richard here earlier, and I didn't talk to you enough. So, Richard, we see you every year when we come up here at BTS, and you were telling me a story at the commercial break that your goddaughter is in college now.
Yes, she's going to Duquesne in Pittsburgh, and this is the first year in many years that she can't come to Beneath the Seas.
She's gotten her picture taken with the mermaids over the years and God knows what else, right?
With you and with the scuba kelp.
Well, I apologize for that, but regardless, the fact that she's in college means that she's going to be a productive individual despite my influence.
Well, I'll tell you what, she was feeling down about not being able to be here this year, so I sent her a care package which included a scuba radio baseball hat and that picture of us from last year. It got there Tuesday, and I get a phone call saying, oh, thank you, Uncle Rich, you know, you really brightened my day, you know, it's raining here in Pittsburgh, and I don't have an umbrella, I'm going to be wearing a scuba radio hat. So you really made her.
At least we're going to keep her dry.
Well, hopefully not for too long, you know, because she needs to get wet in the water.
Absolutely. Yeah, but you know, that's why I love coming up here every year, and we meet people like Richard and his family, and they get their picture with a mermaid, hear the scuba cowboy, pick up a few pieces of swag, whether it be a scuba radio tee or what. And I've seen you how many years, you figure now? Because we've been up here almost every year, last 10 or so.
Oh, yeah, I've been here for well over 10 years.
Yeah. You love coming every time, right? It's always something new and fun to see here, right?
Absolutely. It's highly recommended. You get to see all the dive operators, dive destinations, equipment manufacturers, and you, Greg.
Wow. See, it's the swag. It's the hats, the T-shirts. I got
the mermaids.
Okay. Hey, I got a Sharknado 3 poster for you this year. How about that for something different? We got more coming up from BTS in New Jersey next. Stay close to the World's First Radio Show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio, Diver's Consumer Tip number 333. If you pick up a shell underwater...
I thought I sent you away, cretin.
Not only will you hear the ocean, you may also experience excruciating pain from the hermit crab's claws that burrows its way into your ear canal.
You see how wonderful life can be?
In the ocean.
When you're maniacal!
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. Did you have any trouble finding the new studio, Nick?
No.
GPSs are pretty cool, aren't they?
Yes, they are, but I didn't need one.
What? Did you use the force?
No, I had directions. I knew where I was and where I was going.
Okay, so in other words, you employed good navigational skills.
Yes, I did, Greg, and they're not just for diving anymore.
But underwater navigation is a good skill to have.
It really is. And why is that?
So you don't get lost.
Exactly. Underwater navigation skills are so important, entire specialties are built on them.
So what are the benefits of being able to navigate underwater?
Shoot, what aren't the benefits? At least half a dozen come to mind almost immediately.
Prove it.
Being proficient in underwater navigation helps you relax and avoid confusion or disorientation. You'll know where you are, where you need to go, and where you are in relation to your exit point.
Okay, that's one.
It helps avoid long surface swims, unless, of course, that was part of the plan. Poor navigation skills can leave you surfacing far from the boat, and that's generally not ideal.
That's two.
It maximizes your dive plan. Knowing where you are allows you to do what you plan to do, so you don't spend half your bottom time guessing and searching.
Three.
It avoids buddy separation. If you both know where you're going and are able to navigate there, you're less likely to lose each other.
That's four.
It conserves air.
Okay, wait, time out. You're reaching for this one. Navigation conserves air?
It's the relaxation thing again. Confidence in where you are helps you relax, which keeps you calm, which helps you breathe evenly and slowly.
All right. Five. One more.
You don't get lost.
Shoot. I should have seen that one coming. Man, that was a half dozen.
I can give you more.
And I'd love to hear them. But how about giving our listeners some tips on how to navigate?
There are several methods you can use, like natural navigation. Before you even get in the water, take stock of the waves, currents, or any landmarks on shore. Once you're underwater, use what's around you to stay oriented. Note the direction of the current and take stock of coral formations or bottom composition. If you're diving a reef or a wall, keep it on one side of you for the first half of the dive and reverse it on the return.
Sounds easy enough.
Well, it is. Another option is to use the underwater pattern. Swim in a predetermined pattern like a square or rectangle instead of choosing random directions.
Been there, done that. I use a compass myself.
And they're a terrific navigation tool. Set a heading to follow on your way out and follow the reciprocal back in. There are lots of methods you can use and a lot to know about each one of them. The best thing you can do is to take a specialty course to learn the finer points and then practice what you've learned. Navigation is one of the most useful and safety-oriented skills you can have.
What's the point of diving the perfect site if you can't find it again? Good navigation skills always let divers know where they are, where they need to be, and where they want to go once more. Don't spend your time swimming in circles muttering, "I swear this was around here somewhere." Get yourself some training in underwater navigation. Practice and be the diver everyone else asks for directions. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master, at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. Now, you know, we are covering this event
event as effectively as we can, walking up and down the aisles. And obviously, I see a lot of good friends from years gone by, 18 years. You get quite a bit of a family affair going on at some of these events. But then again, new faces show up every year. And I'm standing by the booth of Seafairy, or Seafair, I believe. But it's Club Med's dive operator. Oh, Safari. And your name is?
Sorry?
What is your name?
My name is Christian.
Christian, and we have Esther. Yes. And you guys are, hubby and wife.
From France.
You're clubbing from France.
Coming from France.
Or coming from. Yeah. They're clubbing, too.
Coming, not clubbing.
Yes, well, they might be doing that as well later on.
Clubbing in New York, maybe.
Yes, exactly. We all were. We're celebrating.
And, we are running a diving business. We have two diving centers in Bahamas Island, one in Salvador and the other one in Turks.
Right, but Safari or Seafairy is doing the diving for the Club Med resorts, right? Do I get it right?
We are running for them two diving centers, but we also are running diving cruises in Egypt, in Sudan, and in Maldives Islands.
Very nice. And Esther, this is you guys' first time to Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, right?
Yes, the first time I'm here. I'm with my husband, who's working for Seafairy.
Yeah. She's my assistant, but she's also my wife.
Yes. Well, it's usually the other way around. You're her assistant at home, I'm guessing. Is that right? Is that how it works in France?
It works well, pretty well.
That's universally accepted protocol, whether you're in the U.S. or France. But you're from where now? You're not from France.
No, I'm from Austria.
And you were telling me that you and Arnold Schwarzenegger are like best buds. Yes. What's going on?
I'm from Weitz. It's the same village than Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's why my accent is a little bit the same.
Yeah. Hans and Franz from SNL, they're good friends.
Sorry?
Yeah, don't just say yes. That's fine. Yeah, but he helped pump you up, that kind of thing, for the show? Arnold did?
Sorry?
No? You exercise with Arnold?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, no, most people don't, Esther. That's the thing. But it's all good. We're divers. We're all trying to bring everyone together. And you guys are showcasing what you're doing here for the first time in New Jersey, right?
Yes, the first time in New Jersey.
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. Now, you did...
see you in 2 days.
Yes, okay. Well, we'll check back with them. But now you also have your friend Denise here, and she's handling, like, yeah, U.S. Reservations. So you're kind of the interpreter for Esther and her hubby there?
I'm booking all the Club Med show specials. So we have great prizes we have. We're going to give away free Club Med vacation, and we also have a trade show special.
Yes.
So I'm doing all the booking for Club Med.
Right.
And my name is Denise Alavi and Valerie Wilson Travel.
Excellent. And so, Denise, you're obviously the accent, you're not from France, and but you're actually, you sound like you're from here, but you're not. You're in Fort Lauderdale, or what?
No, I'm from New York.
You are from New York. See, I'm not, it doesn't really matter. Okay, close enough. But this is the first time you've been at BTS as well, is that right?
No, this is the first time I'm exhibiting at BTS and selling the travel, but I've been here many times before.
Ah, okay, all right.
Myself.
You're a diver, so you can help bridge that gap and introduce these folks to our fun little industry. Is that the deal?
That's it. And they're coming to have a New York City tour on Monday that I'm giving.
Yes. Where are you taking them?
Central Park, the High Line, the Reservoir.
Now, we did Seth Meyers. I was on Seth Meyers late night myself Tuesday night. Wednesday night, we did Jimmy Fallon. I got on TV. This radio guy, a face for radio, gets on TV. How's this happen?
Because you have a great personality.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Yes, no, I just paid off the right people. That's what it was. But you like the... do you dive here in Jersey sometimes yourself or no?
No, I like warm weather.
Yeah, I like going to Club Med.
Right, of course.
Yeah, so Club Med is like all-inclusive. It's like a beautiful resort.
Oh, you can dive. You can not dive. There's tons of things to do. You can learn... all kind of trapeze. You can go to the Turks and Caicos.
So, yeah, you know, that's something on your service interval you don't usually see as an option. But at Club Med, you can go on your service interval and learn how to do the flying trapeze. That's the deal.
And your non-diving spouse or family can also enjoy themselves with a lot of activities.
Yeah. Now, is the diving included, or does it depend on which Club Med you go to?
There's two packages, so you can pay for the package and then you can dive 12 dives, or you cannot pay. It's up to you, or you can learn to scuba dive.
So have you been to all these new Club Med? Well, they're not really new, but the diving programs, have you participated in them? What makes them a little different than maybe other places? Just that you have all these different alternatives to do on your surface interval, or what?
And it's a good group of people because you're together, like in Columbus Isle, you're together for a week. You fly down from Fort Lauderdale on Saturday, and then for the whole week you dive, and everybody stays together, and it's like a big family.
Now, is it one of those places, too? It's been a long, long time since I've been to a Club Med, but I believe, don't they have, like, on-site entertainment from the crew members, so the person who might be helping you as a dive master might show up at some happy hour show later on, and they're having beach games and things. Do they do that kind of thing?
It's all activities. They're the dive masters, but there's all activities and there's all entertainment and kids club at Columbus Isle, so that everybody's taken care of. Just
right now, Columbus Isle, that's in the Bahamas, right? That's a Bahamas location. So what is the diving like specifically at that one resort?
It's just beautiful. It's just pristine. You have the whole beach to yourself, and it's just like you'd be shocked at how gorgeous the sand is, and how you have like a space where you can just either read a book or go down and dive.
Beautiful Caribbean type of Bahamas diving. And then, so is that your favorite spot as far as one of these Club Med places, or do you like their boats that they offer, or both?
I like all their spots.
I like them all. It doesn't really matter. So Safari is what they are, clubmed.com, right?
Right.
More coming up from beneath the sea in New Jersey. Stay close.
You like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving, flying, and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving, flying, and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why I wanted to tell you about Nanook Professional Protective Cases. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook cases generally cost less than similar products currently on the market. From an iPhone to a full set of dive gear, whatever you need to shield from the elements, Nanook Professional Protective Cases has the size, shape, and color for you. Go to Nanook.com. That's Nanook.com for Nanook Professional Protective Cases. The evolution of protection.
Considering the purchase of a smartwatch with your tax refund this year, why not reward yourself with a new life experience instead? Studies show they often provide more meaningful, long-term value than material items. Always wanted to specialize in wreck diving, study underwater photography, or become a master scuba diver? Make it happen this year with a new Patty Scuba course. Think about it. What will you remember more 10 years from now? That new smartwatch or the time you shared a shark dive with friends? Check out Patty.com/tax refund. That's PADI.com/tax refund to make the most of your tax refund this year.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio, and enjoy the great outdoors.
Scuba Radio. Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You want to be a member of the scuba squad, you have to be smart.
I could be in the scuba squad?
Well, sure. All you have to do is work hard. And don't tell a soul about the scuba squad, because then everybody's going to want to join.
I woke up this morning with a big old smile. And I've been thinking it might stay with me a while. Is all about the things I love to do. One one of them is spending time down in the blue. Gonna pack up all our scuba gear, find a spot where the water is clear. Call up all my diving friends, plan is getting wet, let's see who's in. Man, it feels so good to be alive. I just wanna die. I just wanna die.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. That is the Scuba Cowboy and our special Scuba Radio remix that I assisted him with. You know, it turned out pretty good.
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we got to release that eventually somewhere. We will. You know, maybe within the next 18 years, I promise. It will be released somewhere through Scuba Radio or the scubacowboy.com. All right, so we're wandering the aisles of Beneath the Sea. I'm catching up with, you know, a lot of old friends, making new ones, and just having a big old time. Now, Terry is with me from Deep Blue Adventures. Yeah. Terry, how are you?
I am so well, Greg, and it's always wonderful to see you too.
Yes. Now, Terry is always hanging with us. She's part of the Insider Club. You know what I'm saying? We kind of have our close-knit of friends that have a tendency to gravitate to a particular bar after the night. And Terry's always there after her show.
Really? Yeah. I would not be at a bar without you, Greg.
Well,
this has just been a continuation from last week for us.
Exactly.
That's right. You guys were in Columbus.
We did back-to-back shows, and Pep was honored us with his presence and did the whole Scuba Fest thing last week, and I was home for 3 whole days before I traipsed over here to be with Pup again.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, Terry knows where all the cool kids hang.
Exactly.
And so, you know, when I'm coming to a show like Beneath the Sea, I reach out to Terry, hey, where's everyone hanging tonight? She knows, or she called me and does it. We're a common part
room.
Of our clique.
It's
your room or my room or Pup's room?
My room, your room, Pup's room. What the hell?
It's a good day. Now, Roger from Grenada helped assist our little hotel room party last night, brought some, a homebrew from the island of Grenada. Well, not homebrew, but just the good stuff, right?
Yes, it was stuff designed for King George himself.
That's right.
And I thought that it was quite fitting that since Scuba Radio is celebrating 18 years, that they're deserving a reward of a king.
Well, thank you, sir.
Who's the king?
I appreciate it. Well, he brought us that old grog.
Are you the king?
No, he brought the old grog from Grenada for our party last night.
They're the first dive show, radio devoted to diving.
Excuse me. Well, where was I last night?
You were there, Terry. You just don't remember.
Excuse me.
Yeah, and she tasted it.
You don't. Wait, Terry, you don't remember this.
Oh,
God.
You weren't there.
God help us. This is what happens. This is what happens when you mix old grog with spring water from Jerry the Diver Guy.
Yeah.
You don't remember anything. Terry, it was okay.
Okay,
you
Greg.
Left your clothes
Roger's
on.
The man
Greg,
that takes care of you.
Greg, that's how good it was. It was so good that I didn't remember.
Yes.
It.
Well, hey, it's we got picture proof. It's on Facebook.
Oh, God. Please,
to help you bring back those memories.
Picture.
But, how are things in Grenada there, Roger?
Things are doing really nice, and we continue to shine. Hopefully, a lot more people would start coming and discovering us for the first time. But everyone that comes, they always come back. So.
Yes, absolutely. We got to get back to the Spice Island and do some diving.
I'm working on that. Hopefully, 2016 will not go by without having Scuba Radio Nation in Grenada.
2016 or 2015?
No, 15.
We're going to work in 15.
We need to do it now because Grenada is the bomb.
Okay.
I love
15
Grenada.
15 and 16.
Exactly.
How about
Let's
that?
Let's leave from here and go to Grenada.
Straight to Grenada?
Yesterday.
Yeah, Tiffany, you're in for this, huh?
Oh, we already have some going on.
You got a plan?
You're old school.
Well, hey, that's right. I'm just along for the ride. That's all that matters.
But you're not along for the ride. You were not invited.
What do you mean? So later, I'll bring you something mellow.
Mellow.
There is nothing mellow about
Grenada. Is this like a part of the what we get at the Spice Island? Is this like a spice that's not really technically legal or something, or no?
Well, I'm bringing something mellow to mix with the spring water.
Oh. Aha! Okay. That could be a dangerous concoction.
Grenada, I don't remember anything.
But it's all good. You know, see, these are my diving friends, and, you know, it is. It's kind of like a family affair. It's kind of cool to spend your 18-year anniversary of Scuba Radio with all these folks. And hopefully you get a taste of just what it's like to have a family, you know, family of friends like this. Because we get together at these events. We talk diving during the day with all these people in New Jersey and in New York and in the general vicinity. Well, yeah, Squirt here is getting her first taste for a dive show and diving in general. And it is. It's fun. And you like these people.
Yeah.
Feel like part of the family already, Squirt?
I actually, yes. Gosh, Squirt, really? I do. I feel like a part of the family. It's awesome. Being a mermaid, it's a dream come true. Meeting all these fantastic people.
That's right. Squirt actually put on the mermaid tail for the first time today. And, yeah, you know, I mean, it's like Squirt from the, you know, the turtle from Finding Nemo.
She's not a turtle. She's a mermaid.
Well, I know, but I'm saying it has, it's a...
Sister.
Sister. Yes. Well, so far, so good, right?
True, yeah.
Now we just got to get you in the water and take you to a place like Grenada.
Now we got to get her wet.
Well, we can do that, too, or she'll spray you and, you know, she got us wet. I guess we got to get return the favor. Right there, Roger?
Righto, buddy.
Right on. Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, we got to do this for Roger, too, because Roger is not a certified diver yet.
But
he has made the commitment...
I have made the commitment. Actually, I took a week off to get certified, but it was a busy season for the dive shop. So they've decided that when I get back from BTS, that we're going to do it.
All right. Well, how about this, Roger? Maybe, you know, Squirt needs a dive buddy.
But I'm a certified free diver.
Free diver. You need a dive buddy. It could be Roger from Grenada. What do you think?
I would love to be Roger's dive buddy.
That would be a dream come true, she said, I think, is what it, I think code was. All right, look, we're just getting started. We got another hour of Scuba Radio's 18-year anniversary celebration coming up as we continue our broadcast from beneath the sea of New Jersey. Don't go anywhere, and we apologize in advance.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.